One of the children got themselves into trouble. There was a need for a lawyer.
Divorced parents come together.
I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to take $10,000. I can come up with half. You can come up with the other half.
But his ex...
She hasn't worked in 11 years. She has no source of income.
Needs help of her own.
So your parents are supporting you now?
At this point, yeah.
She said, I can get it from my parents.
She did.
No, I did not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Robert Priest is suing his ex-wife, Margaret Meg Priest, for an unpaid loan to retain an attorney for their daughter.
Order. All rise.
Case number 7 on the calendar, in the matter of Priest versus Priest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Priest, how long were you and the defendant married?
5 years.
And when did that marriage terminate?
In December of 2000.
You had one child or more?
We have two.
Two. How old are they?
Currently 19 and 20.
One of the children got themselves into trouble. Who was that?
That would be the eldest daughter, Catherine.
She's currently incarcerated.
That's correct.
When she was arrested, there was a need for a lawyer.
Not necessarily. We could have gone with a public defender,
but felt that she should have a lawyer. And who was she living with at the time she was arrested?
Her mother.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Had she lived with you since 2000?
There was periods of time where she would go back and forth 50-50 custody between Rob and I, but she mainly lived with me.
From 2000 to 2010, who did she live with?
50%. My house, 50% his house.
2010 until she was arrested. Who did she live with?
Majority me, but there were times that she was also at his house.
Was there a child support order?
Not anymore, but there was a short time, yes.
And who was paying child support, you or Mr. Priest?
Most recently, Mr. Priest. When they were younger, I was for a little bit.
You were paying him child support when they were younger?
When they were younger, just a small amount. I just made a little bit more money than he did at the time.
And later on, he paid more.
Yes.
So it's always been, from what I gather, a 50-50 arrangement.
That's correct.
Now your daughter is arrested, and she's arrested at the time when she was living in your house. Your husband's lawsuit says that it was a decision that was made that a private attorney should be retained and that you promised to pay half of that retainer. He paid half. You did not pay your half. He was forced to borrow that money from your family, which he paid back to your family, the other half, and he wants you to come up with the $5,000. Is that what your lawsuit's about?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So who did Kathy call when she was arrested?
Catherine called.
To whom? To her mother or to her father?
Not to me.
She called me.
So she called you, told you she was arrested, told you what for. I don't have to get into the underlying, whatever it is. She was arrested, and she's currently in prison. Now, when she called you to tell you she was arrested, is this the first time she was arrested?
Yes, it is.
Did you call her father?
I believe I did, yes. I'm trying to recall, but yes.
Yes. You called her father, and you told him. And I'd like to know what the conversation was when you told him, because you're working.
No, I was not working at the time.
How do you support yourself?
I've been the stay-at-home mom. I've got help from my family, and I've been working in the past, but I've had difficulty finding work. I was in real
estate. So your parents are supporting you now?
At this point, yeah.
When Kathy was arrested, were you working?
No.
Are you in touch with your former husband about things?
Mm-hmm.
That's a yes or a no?
Yes, I... not...
Yes or a no?
Yes.
So at the time that your former wife called you, Mr. Priest, you were aware of the fact that she wasn't working? The answer is yes,
yes
or no. So, and there was a time when she was working. So when she called you and said, Kathy's in trouble, I assumed the conversation, Kathy's in trouble, we should get a lawyer. Who found the lawyer?
She did.
Is that right?
I did, yes. I talked to a couple of different attorneys and I discussed it with Rob before we made the decision to go with the particular attorney that we went with, so.
Do you have that discussion with your former wife?
She did call me a few times and, you know, told me that she'd been talking to several attorneys, and she said she made an appointment with the one we did eventually hire, and I agreed to at least go down and listen, you know, at that point.
Just a second. So you went with her and met with the attorney?
Yes.
So far, you're a perfect couple. A perfect divorced couple. Couldn't be anything more perfect. You had a kid who was in trouble, came together, you went to a lawyer, found a lawyer, went to the lawyer charged you $10,000.
Yes.
You wrote him a check for?
I paid him that day. When we signed the agreement, I paid him $4,000.
You have that check, I assume, to show me.
It was a credit card. I have the statements.
Did you pay him any other money?
Yes.
How much?
I paid him another $1,000 by check, which I also have a copy.
So you paid him $5,000 in total?
Correct.
And his retainer was $10,000?
Yes.
Where was the other $5,000 supposed to come from?
It was supposed to come from the defendant.
I disagree. I don't care what you agree. Okay, well, I did not
have
the funds,
you went together,
the resources.
Just a second. Okay. The two of you got together. You are living off the largesse of your parents at this point. Mm-hmm. Parents are retired.
Yes.
Assume this is your father.
Yes.
How long has your father been supporting you?
Off and on since 07.
You have a mortgage on your house?
They own the home, free and clear, and I should be paying them rent. But I don't have a job, so I'm not doing
it right. They've been supporting us since 2007, right. So they're not charging you rent. Is that correct?
They would be if I had a job. They would be charging me
but
rent.
But they haven't in 11 years, so that shoulda, woulda, that would be a shoulda, woulda, coulda. You have a car?
Yes.
Who pays for the car?
The car is paid for.
By whom?
I purchased the car in a car that I had in 2006. It was stolen. I got insurance money and have a car that I paid for with the money I got from the insurance, so.
Your daughters have cars?
They did have.
They did have.
Well, no, my one daughter does have, and the one that is incarcerated had a car, which was my parents' old car they gave
to her. So they got a car, but what about your other daughter who's home? Does she have a car?
She does have a car.
And who bought her that car?
Her father.
So he's a good father. Now I want you to tell me, Mr. Priest, about the arrangement that you made with regard to the other part of the retainer fee.
Okay, well, we met with the attorney on
because you had to know. I want you to understand what I know now.
Uh-huh.
What I know now is that you knew that your former wife has no money, mm-hmm. and she's been supported for the last 11 years mm-hmm. by her parents mm-hmm. or her father.
Correct.
And so you had zero expectation that she could pay you back. You had an expectation, perhaps, that she would get money from her parents to pay if she promised to pay you half. But you knew there was no reasonable expectation that she could pay you back. Understand that. That's what I know right now. Now, understanding that, you paid the lawyer $4,000 and another $1,000 by check. There's still an outstanding balance of $5,000. Whatever the lawyer did in conjunction with what your daughter did, which was violating her probation, which cost her...
It was a pretrial release.
Then she went back to jail.
But
took a plea and went to jail.
Right.
She's currently serving a substantial jail term, based upon what I read.
It'll be 6 months for a program. It's like rehab, kind of. It's for first-time offenders. And
when she gets out of prison?
Mm-hmm. When she gets out, she'll be out. If she does well on this rider program, she'll be out by September.
That's a substantial time in prison for a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding that's what I know. Now you're going to tell me why she owes you the other half, which you ultimately pay the lawyer, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When we met with the attorney, I really wasn't wanting to hire an attorney.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't tell me what you want, what you felt, what you thought. I want to know when you had a conversation with her.
Yes. The attorney left the office. We discussed the retainer fee. I said, there's no way I'm going to be able to pay $10,000. I can come up with half if you can come up with the other half.
If you can come up with the other half.
Yes.
Now, you knew that by coming up with the other half meant...
I did.
...from her parents.
And she did say that.
She said, I can get it from my parents.
She did.
No.
Okay.
I did not.
I would not have signed it had she not said that. I mean, why would you sign something if you have no intent to pay?
Don't ask me a why. Don't ask me what I think. I got it. That's what she said. Now, did her father ultimately give you $5,000 to pay the other part of the retainer?
He did loan me $5,000 to pay her half, yes.
I'd like to see that. Mr. Priest.
Yes.
I'm not actually buying into... I understand exactly what happened in the office.
Your Honor, may I? I have a chain of emails between Mr. Priest and me. I'm not sure that that's...
I'd like to see them.
Mm-hmm. This is the emails. Here's the proof of the payment. And
no, that's no question that... There's no question that you furnished the other $5,000. That's not the issue, sir. The This is your motorcycle and your boat that you put up as collateral?
Yes, they are, and I was thinking about selling them if I needed to. I did not have to do that, so...
You did not have to do that. Why? Because he gave you the money.
Because he gave me the money. He said... I explained the terms of the promissory note to the defendant. Without hesitation and without even asking her, she said, I will pay you those $500 a month payments.
No, I
didn't need
to. No, I did not.
How was she going to do that? But just a second. My question to you, Mr. Priest, is I honestly believe that you thought that her parents would come up with the other $5,000.
Yes, that I was told.
Not her, because she didn't make any money. So you honestly thought the grandparents, who bought the cars, paid for the house, paid for the utilities, paid for the taxes, adore their grandchildren, was miserable that their granddaughter had gotten herself into this terrible problem, that they wouldn't let her be represented by a public defender if they weren't sure of the quality of that representation. Sometimes better, sometimes worse, but you'd never be sure. And wanted to make sure that their granddaughter had the best possible representation. I also think that the two of you have done things in the past that sometimes she paid a little, sometimes you paid a little. You have to have a reasonable expectation. If you're suing her for $5,000, you have to have a reasonable expectation that she can pay it. And I don't see how you had a reasonable expectation that she could pay you $5,000. How? She hasn't worked in 11 years.
I had no reason to doubt her.
Well, you had reason to doubt her because she hasn't worked in 11 years. She has no source of income. Truth of the matter is, I don't think you have a case against your former wife. I also think that if... there's nothing wrong with your former wife, why she can't work. And if her parents choose to support her, which is their prerogative, and if you love your grandchild, you'll make it so that their father isn't out $10,000. Do you understand? Do you understand? Because that's fair. You choose to subsidize a lifestyle, that's fine. But if they've been working in conjunction with each other as parents of two girls and done so in a responsible way, it would seem to me your obligation, if you've allowed this to occur, to see to it that he's not out 10 grand because he really expected the person who supports his daughter, and that's you, it's almost like a job. You want to stay home and take care of the children and live in the house? Do what you can do, but he expected you to pick up the slack.
And that's not a good expectation. I mean, my parents have been doing this, like you said, for this many years, 11 years. I need to get a job. I need to get out there.
I've been trying to do that. That's a shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So the attorney was right.
Yes.
The attorney's advice was not to get her out for, he thought the drug, people would come after her and that she would
get
sick.
Don't tell me what the attorney thought. As it turns out, if that was the advice that he gave, not to bail her out, he was right.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy.
Robert Priest says his ex-wife, Margaret Meg Priest, owes for half the cost to retain an attorney after their daughter was arrested.
Now, if you promise to pay him back $500 a month, then that's what you should do.
I didn't. I never promised anything.
Now, one of the basic things in contract law that I learned, that you have to have an expectation of being paid. And I don't think that based upon the last 11 years, and he's evidently been in close contact with you for 11 years, that he had any reasonable expectation of being paid back from you $5,000.
Right.
And this baloney thing with a loan from the grandparents is a lot of baloney. Designed for me to make a judgment for $5,000, which I have zero intention of doing. I think she ought to get a job and give you $500 a month exactly as she should, because that's a 50-50.
I never agreed to any
of these
terms, and I paid her bail.
Listen to me. I don't care what you agree to.
Okay.
What you've done for 18 years since your divorce is, according to you, behaved like reasonable co-parenting adults. Share custody, share money when you had more, when he had more. Act responsibly. You called him. He went to the lawyer with you. He acted as a responsible parent. And what you should do is be a responsible adult. Now you have...
Let me add, though, in the past, if you don't mind, there was a number of years, 6 years, that I could have gone for back child support. I had to hire an attorney to get the child support that I eventually got for the last 3 years of
just
their...
Just a minute. Did you get it? Just a second.
Once the...
Did you get it?
No, I didn't go for back child support because I didn't... want to ruffle feathers.
Well, that's not a bad idea because you haven't worked for 11 years and you have an obligation to work. If you have minor children and a divorce for 18 years, you have children to support. You can't sit back and do nothing. And if your father wants to let you do that, good for you. But this was something different. This was an unexpected, this was unexpected.
And I paid for her bail, too, which at the time, I had another attorney who had given me advice to get her out of jail, too.
Well,
because she could help start working. First of all, it was expensive to have her in
there. Well, let's not, I don't like to go into tributaries.
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She conned
you. Get back into.
She conned you.
Well.
She conned you. It was somebody else's fault. Somebody else did it. A boyfriend had the drugs in the car. Mm-hmm. All the other things that turned out not to be true. They didn't find her not guilty of something substantial for a first offender to be in prison.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Robert Priest claims ex-wife Margaret Meg Priest owes for her share of the cost to retain an attorney for their daughter.
What happened was she crashed a car. You got money from the insurance company for the car. $3,000.
Went to the bank.
Right, $3,000. You took that $3,000 because your daughter had had a dirty urine, and they put her back in jail, and you wanted her out by Christmas. Well, the bail was reduced, and you could get her out, and it would cost you money. So you bailed her out, and then she had an additional problem. But you got insurance money, and instead of leaving her where she was, you bailed her out. Did she, did you consult him?
There was no dirty UA before this. This was after she got, after we bailed her out. And
just a minute.
Okay.
Who bailed her out?
I did.
Did you consult him?
I did.
And did you tell him that you were going to spend the money to bail her out?
At the time, I didn't know if I would have enough, but yes, I was telling him.
No.
Yes. Okay, yes. I did.
Did she tell you she was bailing her out?
She told me that she wanted to. She asked me for additional money to bail her out. I disagreed. I said, there's no more money. The attorney advises not to bail her out. I agreed with the attorney. I thought it was safer for her to stay in. She'd stay clean and, you know, get the help that she needed while she was in. So I did not want her bailed out. She took it upon herself to bail her out. I only found out that she did it is when I went to message my daughter on the, you know, the inmate website. You can send emails and whatnot, and it showed she was released. I had no idea that she had even been released.
She was released on what day?
October 3rd.
On October 3rd. And when was she rearrested?
She was put back in on January 10th of 2018.
And then sentenced?
Sentenced in March.
So the attorney was right?
Yes.
Well, may I interrupt? The attorney's advice was not to get her out for, he thought the drug, people would come after her and that she would be unsafe.
Don't tell me what the attorney thought. First, don't tell me what the attorney thought. I'm not interested in what you think the attorney thought. As it turns out, if that was the advice that he gave, he was right.
Right. Well,
as it turns out, if that was the advice that he gave not to bail her out, he was right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I can quite understand why you and your father might have wanted to bail her out and not have her be...
Can I explain? She was told she'd have her job back. She was also, this other attorney said, it looks good when she can get back into...
She conned you.
Well...
She conned you. I read the papers. It was somebody else's fault. Somebody else did it. A boyfriend had the drugs in the car. Mm-hmm. All the other things that turned out not to be true.
Well, no, that's not true because she was looking at a 15-year sentence. Now she's only got six. They did not find her guilty of those things. So let's make that clear.
They didn't find her not guilty of something substantial for a first offender to be in prison. You have to understand that. For a first offender to be in prison, that is a non-inconsequential event. So just appreciate it. Anyway, you have no case against her. Because I don't think you had a reasonable expectation or any expectation of being paid by her. I think that you had an expectation of being paid by him for her. Instead, what you did an end run around and you said, I'll do a loan and I'll pay him back the loan and then I'll sue her. Doesn't work. But I'm telling you, you have had 18 years of good co-parenting and you still have one child who lives with you. And the right thing for you to do is, if your father doesn't want to give you that money, get a job and pay him back. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It was a changing day of my life. I mean, awful, yeah.
It's financially been pretty difficult the last few months, but, you know, you get through it.
I've always wanted us to just band together for our daughter's sake and get along and...
Well, she's a good kid. I mean, she'll come out okay.
I do want to find a job and get working and to help out with all of this, and so does my daughter when she gets out.
It's over and done with, and I'm just glad that it is.
And that was part of the plan. Initially, it was for her to start working so that she could help out. That's one of the reasons I bailed her out, so.
Absolutely love the kids.
Love my kids unconditionally and work with their dad. I hope that we can work together again, so.